This is KCUR 89.3. Electing a new president is usually not cause for great alarm in schools, but Donald Trump's election has led to students turning on one another, and is pitting teacher against teacher. Just yesterday, the principal at Olathe North High School sent a letter to parents saying there had been several incidents at the school where students were harassed because of their race or ethnicity. KCUR's Sam Zeft looked into all of this and filed this report.
So two things led to this story. First, the safety pin issue in the Shawnee Mission District, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But then there was a study from the Southern Poverty Law Center called the Trump Effect. The organization conducted an online survey, admittedly unscientific, but with 10,000 teachers responding. 90% said they've seen a negative impact on students' mood. Half said students were targeting each other based on whether they supported Trump or Clinton.
One student said, "I wish that you were Mexican so that when Trump is elected, you could get deported."
Fourth grade teacher Maddie Burkemper says that's just one of the Trump effects at Little Blue Elementary in the Raytown School District.
"I've had an uptick in the amount of threats that I've seen from kids, like, oh, I'm going to get you later, which has happened before, but just not quite as frequently."
Little Blue is pretty diverse. 54% African American, about 70% of students are on free or reduced lunch. But the Trump effect seems to be everywhere.
"Tom represents the old world capitalism. Gatsby is this new wealth, where Wilson is the lower class. An American dream gone wrong, right?"
"I'm Luann Fox, and I teach AP Language and Composition."
Fox teaches at Olathe Northwest High School, which is 78% white, and with very few disadvantaged students.
"I don't think that they view themselves as that different from each other."
But the Trump effect seems to bring out what differences there are. Fox says there's been a change in how students interact since the presidential campaign launched in January.
"Thank you for putting the chairs up when the bell rings. That would be great."
It's the final period of the day. There are 24 kids in this AP English class. Two are African American. The class is cheery, engaged. It's really a pleasure to watch them work together. But under the surface, Fox says, things just aren't the same.
"One student saying, I'm really kind of fearful and I'm a little bit scared maybe for my family or my people, and another student being like, you just don't understand, as opposed to listening and asking any kind of questions."
The Southern Poverty Law Center survey also suggested that students are talking more openly about racist symbols, like the KKK or Confederate flags. None of the teachers I talked to have seen this, at least not yet. And that brings us back to the Trump effect, apparently unique to here, the safety pin issue in the Shawnee Mission District. I went to interview Jan Bombeck, a librarian at Ray Marsh Elementary.
"Sorry, I just looked at my phone."
"Sorry. I didn't actually know you meant to go inside the Panera."
Oh, that's all right. I thought since it was neutral ground, it would be okay."
"Well, it's loud in there."
While the district hasn't outright banned staff from wearing safety pins, it strongly urged them not to. Bombeck was a little worried about doing an interview at school during the day, so we met in my car before class. Despite what the district wants, Bombeck says, she's wearing her safety pin.
"I feel like I stand with the children who are vulnerable and scared for any reason."
But other teachers said the safety pin that other staff was wearing was a protest of Trump's election, and they complained to the district. Before those complaints, the district had to deal with two teachers who displayed a Confederate flag in class to apparently celebrate Trump's election. Now the ACLU is involved and ready to sue if Shawnee Mission outright bans safety pins. Bombeck and others say they're not going to give up their pins, another Trump effect.
"I think I would take advice from people I trust in the district, like the NEA, and I feel like I trust the ACLU to look at the big picture and see what we want to do as a group of people who are wanting to wear these pins."
So how will the Trump effect play out? Nobody knows, but educators are on edge as Inauguration Day approaches next month. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.